Boy, pretty fiery meeting last night, huh?
Yes, it is. When I'm passionate about an issue, I make sure it's known.
Well, when I first read about this, we've never met face to face, but I've been around you and heard you speak, and you're a pretty well-educated, mild-mannered, professional speaking guy. And when I hear you call a process a scam and a sham, when talking about the selection process for the interim head of the Lansing School District, the superintendent, that really caught me by surprise. Tell me about this story.
Well, the story is that we have an interim job that, first of all, I wanted the job, us to post a permanent job and hire a permanent superintendent right now, because T.C. Wallace, Dr. Wallace, is not scheduled to leave till June 30th. I was told that we could finish the process in time to have a new superintendent at the time that he leaves. And I think that would have been more effective and more efficient for the district. For some reason, they wanted to have this one candidate. They gave her a contract, a consultant contract, from November to December of last year that I voted against, because we didn't have an open process for that. And once again, we didn't have an open process. I asked my board members to post the job for 10 to 14 days to give internal candidates also an opportunity to apply. They did not do that. To me, how can we be an equal opportunity employer if we're not giving up an opportunity for people to apply for the job? They went to a website on MASB, the Michigan Associated School Board, and grabbed four or five names off of that interim list. You know, just so happened their candidate that they wanted was on that list. And so at that point, we did not have a fair, open process. They know this lady from years ago. She used to work in the district maybe 10 years ago, 11 years ago. We have a strict policy that says that you can't show favoritism or bias, you know, as a board member, and I think we're in total violation of our duties, and we owe something better to the city. We should have went out and found the best candidate we could within this period of time. If you're going to go for an interim, we could have advertised a job.
What makes you come to the conclusion that this person, that this was done, that this was premeditated, if you will, that the
well, because you can just see this person has had no job within the district of Lansing, higher than maybe a vice principal, maybe a principal position at a specialty school. She hasn't worked for the district, you know, for 12 years. She has some gaps in her resume. And I just had some real issues that this was the best candidate for the job. And so at this point, I first met this person because we had a dinner meeting, and they said they want her to be the consultant, you know, for the board for a few months. And I said, why? So now it's clear why. They were trying to set this person up to have some more qualifications so they can say, well, she's already working for the board, for the district, so she has better qualifications than somebody from Portage. A superintendent, an ex-superintendent from Portage, Michigan, and another ex-superintendent from Southfield. You know, what about the people internally within our department who have 30 and 40 years, who are assistant superintendents, who are director of programs? You know, they never got an opportunity to even apply. And if we're going to have an interim person, we want somebody who can hit the ground running. I just don't think it was fair to only have this person to consider for this job. It's too critical of a job.
Charles, does anyone else on the board support your accusations?
Well, I don't know if they do or not, but I don't think because you're not the majority, you're wrong. I mean, I'm an attorney, and I've done equal opportunity work for 20 years of my career for the Michigan Department of Transportation. A process has to be fair. It has to be open. You know, when you receive federal funds, you have to be an equal opportunity employer. And we were not an equal opportunity employer on this one.
Myra Ford is the board president, and she said the board will give each candidate full consideration.
Well, yeah, they're going to give them full consideration because they've got the candidate in the pool that they want. I mean, the process is not the candidates. It's the process, Tony. You didn't have an open process. You just can't go out and just hand pick who you want to interview and say it's an open process.
So what happens next?
Well, what happens next is that, you know, we'll just have to see what the next step by the board, who they're going to select and things of that nature. But I still believe the process was not fair, was not open. When you don't advertise to get candidates in, when you don't give the people internally an opportunity to apply, you don't have a fair process.
Did you support T.C. Wallace being named superintendent?
I wasn't on the board at that time.
Okay, because there are many who had a challenge with that. He brought some baggage from my hometown of Mount Clemens, which they're still sifting through. So that question is going to come up.
Dr. Wallace is an excellent superintendent. He's been a superintendent for over 25 years. He's turned this district around. We had made AYP at any time, and next thing you know, we've made AYP each time that each year that he's been superintendent. Our MEEP scores have gone up. We've done a lot of great things. We've had Bill Gates scholarship winners. Our Everett band goes to bowls in the last two out of the last 6 years and does a great job. T.C. Wallace did a great job for this district. People might not like the fact that maybe he wasn't as in tune with the community as they'd like for him to be, but he had an administrative job to do, and he did it.
All right. Thanks, Charles.
All right, then. Thank you very much.